today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, can you hand me one of those beers over there?
Sorry, man. You have to perform a sobriety test.
All right.
Now close your eyes. Real tight. No peeking. Now recite the alphabet backwards, skipping all the vowels, and give me the sign language for each letter as you pass by.
Z, Y, X, W, V, T, S, R, Q, P, N, M, L, K, J.
Okay, Patrick, one thing I forgot to mention yesterday when we were talking about Fishbone and Angelo Moore is, I talked about his choice in footwear during our interview, but in the show itself, because you had to take off, right?
I did.
So I was able to stick around for the whole show. And my wife, Katie, came and she's a big fan.
She loved it.
She was great. She got to meet Angelo afterward.
So there's
a great picture of
them together. Picture.
Yes. That's, I think, one of the great perks and why she lets me keep doing this podcast is she's gotten to meet in this case Angela Moore. She got to meet Matthew Sweet
when
we did that interview, and
so
some of her late 80s early 90s alternative wheelhouse for her,
right?
She's gotten to meet some of these people, but anyway, I'm getting off track here. Fashion the show itself, Angela was wearing more like the zoot suit
kind
of thing, right?
Oh, cool.
Which is exactly what you would want, right?
The zoot suit,
the hat, all that kind of stuff,
bowler
right?
Bowler hat,
And they came out and did, they opened with this song called I Like to Hide Behind My Glasses, which was sort of a deep cut for them, 80s song, but very jazzy.
Yeah.
It's like this got this, kind of speakeasy kind of sound to it, right?
Right.
And that's the kind of stuff he's into, all kinds
of
stuff like that. I mean, he's a guy who really sort of knows music and knows, I think, the history of black music in America and elsewhere, right?
Absolutely. And you heard yesterday he mentioned Louis Jordan. So that's a sort of stride piano player that goes way back through American history of jazz and blues.
So I think I would encourage people, if you ever get a chance to see them, I do think it's I don't want to say this. It's an experience that I think people should have, because I think you really get the sense that these are people out there trying to, educate you with what they do. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And so I would definitely encourage that. I think you don't get enough of a live music experience where you feel like it's truly meaningful in some way.
Yeah.
Right? And this is that kind of thing.
Good point.
And they're out there. They're out there working it.
Cranking a lot of shows every year.
Yeah.
They may come to your town.
Yeah, that's right. So, this is Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And the interview we did with Angelo Moore, we divided into two parts. You can go back to yesterday's episode and listen to part one. And let's just go ahead and play part two right now.
Cool.
Did the label or anybody ever try to push you in a certain direction and say, just do more of this, less of this?
Uh-huh. That was Sony. And that's why we intentionally made a bunch of crazy punk rock shit to get off the label.
Yeah.
Because we didn't want to play pop music. They wanted us to water down and popify our music. And I don't mind playing pop as long as it's what you naturally, want to do. As long as you don't have to cut out any of the other stuff that you're doing.
Well, and I'll say, too, as a young kid working in a record store, I was glad Fishbone was on Columbia, because at least I found out about him, because I wasn't at that point going to, independent record stores.
You know what? I'm still happy and thankful that they put us out there for sure, yeah. Man. You know? And I'm glad that the DJs still play us, whoever they are, wherever they are.
Yeah.
You know, but I want to get back to Truth and Soul. Because listening to that today, with a lot of the social commentary that's on that record.
Social commentary that's on a Truth and Soul record?
Yeah. And some of the others as well. But do you feel like, how do you feel that speaks to today? Do you feel like we should be farther along than we are? That so much of that is still relevant today?
I don't know about the social commentary on Truth and Soul, right? Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember the songs.
Yeah.
You might have to tell me in which one in particular or which social commentary in particular that you have in mind.
Well, if you think of a song like Howard's Beach Party or something like that.
Oh, Slow Bus Moving, right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Determination to rise above a slave. The male men used fire hoses to spray the monkeys back in their cages. To spray the monkeys back in their cages.
Yeah, Slow Bus Moving. Okay, yeah, that's some social commentary right there.
Right.
And do I think it has changed anything today?
Well, I guess what I wonder is, how do you feel about the fact that it's actually still relevant today?
Well,
you
know,
I
think it sucks and is ass backwards, like crazy ass backwards. It doesn't show that there's been any progress.
Right.
Right.
White supremacists and people that are part of the alt-right movement. I mean, as a black man in America, I always think to myself, what the fuck are they worrying about? What are they tripping on? They got the white man's face on the dollar bill. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon, right? So as far as all Americans, if you live in America, you have to use the white man's money. There ain't nobody else's face on that. You know, those guys on the dollar bill, you got Washington, you got all the rest of them guys, man. I'm pretty sure they had slaves building their houses and their farms and everything else, you know. So when the history, you think about the history of the dollar bill, it's like, God damn, come on, man. You know.
Yeah.
It's just something else to bitch about. Maybe they need to play an instrument. You need to play a musical instrument or write some poetry, yeah, you know. Draw a nice art piece.
Put something out into the world.
Right? Yeah, make America exactly. Great again. Exactly.
That's right.
In that way.
That's right.
What keeps you going after all this time? You know, the music, is it that deep in your soul that it keeps you out here and keeps you working and performing in front of people?
The music is that deep in my soul to keep me out here and performing in front of people.
Couldn't have said it better
exactly,
myself.
Exactly, just like that.
A lot of times interviewers will ask this dopey question. What would you do if you weren't a musician, right? But I think that's impossible for you to answer.
Yeah, that's impossible for me to answer, man. I'm just like, oh, my God. If I had to do something else than music, I'd be fucked, man.
Wouldn't be alive.
But so, I like it like that.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it feels like it's impossible for you not to create. Like, it's just something that you intrinsically
Sometimes I run into artistic blocks, writing blocks here and there, you know, but eventually something else will come out. I got a single. I got got three singles on Spotify right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Those are my sacrifice songs because Spotify don't really pay shit.
Right.
One's called Search Me, and it's about the whole subculture that has covered the world when you get searched at the airport, searched at the club, searched at your car, searched at church, searched at the movie theater,
right.
searched at the motherfucking club. Did search.
Yeah. Can't go into a soccer game without getting searched anymore.
Can't go into a soccer game yeah. without getting searched, man. Yeah. So it's like, that's what the song is about.
Interesting.
Search me on a Sunday at the front door at the church where I go worship the Lord. Search me at the door at the gentleman's club. Search me at the spa right before the hot tub. Search me with a password for my website for incriminating text message, email, indictment. Search me. Search me for the wrong. Search me for the right. Face down on the pavement in the broad daylight till I can't breathe and I'll close the lights. Search me. Search me at the bar. Search through my car. Driver's license, registration, blah, blah, blah. Search me through my purse. Search my backpack. Search me while I'm Mexican or while driving black.
And that's under your name?
As under my name, okay. right? And there's another one out there called Cats in the Season, and I did it with Chad Eden Dunn, this guitar player and vocalist.
Uh-huh.
Out of Memphis, Tennessee.
Okay.
Oh my God, Chad, that was awesome. Maybe Mr. Whitebread will let you put it in the talent show. Just because Scott won last year doesn't mean you don't have a chance. Hey, let's go tell Mrs. Jones.
A cat broke the ceiling and fell to the floor. Chanters broke some trees, set up above. Climbing to the windows of the crime and call Dr. Map out to the stage to operate us all. Cats in the season in a tree up above. Crawling on the couches and the tombstones of love. Cats in the season and the seat of the dance. Count backward in your mind, forget all the jest.
Forget all the rest.
Oh my God, Jed, that was amazing.
Thank you.
And then there's another video and single out there called Stir the Pot. By it's a collaboration with Marilyn Negro.
And they're all on Spotify right now.
Yeah, they're okay. all on Spotify right now. Yep.
We're going to pour in our audience that way, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I know what you're saying about Spotify not paying the artists.
It's such a small amount. But, dude, you know what? There's a lot of people ask me, well, can I get this online? Can I get that online? I got stuff that I got online that I do like sacrifice type stuff.
Yeah.
But then I got stuff that I don't put on there because I need to get paid.
Right. Well, I was going to ask, though, do you find that young fans or new fans just discover you because your stuff is on those services, right?
They discover me because of that, too. Yeah.
Be on a playlist or something like that.
So at least I got a bite out there. And if you want to get the whole enchilada, then they go to my website.
Yeah.
AngeloMoore.com or DrMadVibe.com.
Yeah.
That's the best place to get most of that stuff, all right?
Yeah.
All right, so I want to ask this last question. Do you keep in touch much with John Cusack or Tim Robbins? I know they're big fans. They've worn your shirts in movies, and then they had you in Tapeheads movie.
I haven't
movie.
Seen those guys in a while.
Okay. You were in the movie Tapeheads.
Yep.
What do you remember about
that? That's what we did Slow Bus Moving in.
As Ranch Bone.
Ranch Bone.
That's right.
That's right.
What do you remember about that experience?
We got to dress up in cowboy outfits. Man, and we got to do the scene. Like Blazing Saddles. It was like Blazing Saddles.
It was fun.
It was fun. Yeah, it was fun. I love Blazing Saddles, man. Blazing Saddles is one of my favorite movies.
Awesome movie, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Angelo Moore, thank you very much. It's
appreciate
been
your time, man. So. Means a lot. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
Have a good show, man.
All right.
Our thanks to Angela Moore for spending some time with us. As I mentioned yesterday, we did the interview outside, so there was some background noise, but I think it was okay. A couple things I want to say here. He mentioned some of his solo work that he's doing. So Fishbone itself hasn't put out new music in a little while, but they're out there, like I said, touring with George Clinton or doing some of their own like headlining shows. So you can find them. But a lot of what Angelo's doing now in terms of new music is either his solo projects, or he also has a band called Angelo Moore and the Brand New Step, which is more like a jazz kind of sound. Mm-hmm. And you can visit his own personal website, which is called drmadvibe.com.
Yeah, that's a cool website.
drmadvibe.com. Yep. And you can see a lot of his projects there that he's doing stuff. Mm-hmm. And including, he mentioned to us, like books, like graphic novels
Graphic novels that come with CDs and things like that, which is pretty amazing. I guess he's just constantly drawing and writing, which is really incredible. And making solo music too, which is great.
So you can find a lot of this stuff at drmadvibe.com.
Mm-hmm.
Books, videos, discography. It looks like, so one of his alter egos is Dr. Mad Vibe, and you see that on some of the records here too. And he mentioned being part of a Bowie tribute.
That's right. That was crazy.
Another influence he had. Yeah. He's one of those artists I think you can really start to go deep and explore and kind of get lost in some of the stuff. And at one point he even mentioned us doing recording Japanese big band music.
That's right. I forgot about that. That was amazing. Like, what we were like, what? Because we were just saying all this stuff. But yes, that's something he was interested in, Japanese big band music.
This is a guy whose knowledge goes deep, right?
You know, I think you said it right, Jim. He really is a font of American music and music history. That guy knows a lot. I mean, I think we barely scratched the surface, but yeah, he's deep. He's very deep.
So check out all that stuff. I think there's some really great stuff to be found there. So
absolutely.
All right.
Anybody want a chihuahua?
All right. So let us know what you think of the interview or what you think of Fishbone or Ranch Bone or,
or Dr. Mad Vibe.
Anything like that. You can call, leave a message, and we'll put your voice on a show. The number is
612-440-1984.
Or you can email rock@suburbspod.com, or you can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those at Suburbs Pod. All right, let's move on. We got something cool for tomorrow.
Yep.
It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Every day the sun will shine. Take me to another place in my life where everything is beautiful and no wants to need no sign of me to rule our soul. I wish
Triangle of success, man. Skills, attitude, knowledge. I got the attitude, he's got the skills and the knowledge.